If you listen to All Things Considered here in Atlanta, you've probably heard host Dennis O'Hare announcing the pollen count.
Today's was an example. It was 38. That's in the moderate range and unusual.
We were curious about where that count came from. As it turns out, the Atlanta Allergy and Asthma Clinic up in Marietta is responsible for that. In fact, they're the only pollen counting station in Metro Atlanta that is certified by the National Allergy Bureau. They take the pollen count every weekday morning, 7 o'clock, sometimes as early as 5.
Pull the rod. We'll machine down. The machine has to be at rooftop level.
This is Marie McFalls. She heads up a team of people certified to take the pollen count. She's showing me the machine, a device called a rotor rod that collects the air sample. It's basically just a box on a platform on a track that runs up the side of the building to the roof.
It's coming down. It's like a garage door opener.
Oh, yeah.
Probably won't be as much anything out there.
It's a wet, rainy day, so
yeah.
You're expecting a lower count?
Yes.
Marie pulls two small, thin plastic rods out of the machine, replaces them with fresh ones, and sends it back up to the roof, where the rods will rotate, exposed to the elements, for the next 24 hours.
The count that I will give you today will be for the previous 24 hours.
Back in the lab, Marie drops a chemical stain onto the rod, places it under a microscope. As she predicted, there's not much pollen to be found.
Here is a pollen, but it didn't pick up any stain. It's right in the center. If you see it, right in the center.
Yeah. The little circle that looks like it's full of full of little spots.
Mm-hmm. That's a pollen. It didn't pick up the stain, so therefore I will not be able to identify it.
So you can't tell if it's ragweed or pine.
No, that's definitely not ragweed, and it's definitely not pine. You would know a pine pollen. You would know a ragweed pollen. It's more so like an alder, or even may even be a grass. See, these are them.
She shows me a binder with an index of photos of the types of pollen in the area.
Identify. See, it may even be an elm. In the peak season, like in the latter part of March, we could count 4,000 pollen grains.
That number of pollens counted, called the raw count, is then plugged into an equation, and that equation gives us the pollen count for the day. The morning that I was there, the pollen count was 5. It's pretty low. That number is a measurement of the density of pollen in a given amount of space.
What we're looking at is a unit of air, basically, a box, so to speak.
3 foot by 3 foot by 3 foot, to be exact, a cubic meter.
So you take that amount of air, and that the what we report is the number of pollen grains over a 24-hour period that you're going to find in that cubic meter of air.
This, by the way, is Dr. Stanley Feynman.
I'm an allergist with the Atlanta Allergy and Asthma Clinic. I also happen to be the president of the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
So why go to this trouble? To put a machine on a roof and to count pollen under a microscope every day?
Because it can affect how we treat patients.
Knowing what pollen and how much of it is in the air helps them diagnose patients' allergies. And this goes beyond just a stuffy nose.
We do see complications of allergy symptoms, such as sinusitis, asthma, bronchitis, lower respiratory disease. So it can cause a myriad of other problems as well.
One of the things that makes Atlanta particularly allergy-prone is, well, trees. We have a lot of them, and of many different species.
So on the one hand, it's a wonderful area. That's why I've lived here for as long as I have. On the corollary with that, a variety of pollens and trees and plants are native to our region. And so what happens is we see people who have allergies to these particular plants have more troubles.
Any advice to folks walking around out there as the weather gets warmer and pollen becomes more prominent in the air?
Well, if somebody has allergies, we do recommend generally that they try to avoid exposure to the allergens. And that would mean that they should stay indoors, particularly when the pollen is very high.
One thing that surprised me, back in the lab, Marie had pointed out a pine pollen to me.
Now the pine, this is the kind of the notorious one around Atlanta, right?
Pine is not an allergen. It is so big that it really doesn't get into your airways.
So those yellow clouds of pollen that you see billowing off of pine trees on windy days, the stuff that turns cars and puddles and, well, everything yellow isn't as big of a problem to your allergies anyway as you might think.
A pine pollen is large. It's about 50 microns, okay, which is maybe the size of a hair. You know, you can see it in the air. It might, you know, look like a big problem. The pollens that cause more problems for patients are usually hardwood trees.
Like oak. Oh, yeah. One more thing.
I've heard sort of the old wives' tale that eating honey, eating local honey, can help lessen your can help build your immunity to pollen. Is this is that anywhere near true?
You know, this has been an old quote, old wives' tale type of story for some time.
Basically, and bees make honey from flower pollen.
It's called insect pollinated plants.
Whereas the pollen that people are allergic to comes from trees.
Are windborne pollinated plants. In other words, they don't need bees to carry the pollen from place to place. So they're making their honey from pollen that people are not allergic to. It's good. Tastes good. You know, I like it. But to buy specific local honey for the reason of improving your allergies, I wouldn't recommend that.
There you have it. For WABE, I'm Mike Johns. Breathe easy.